Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Hot Seat is coming up later in the hour. Lots of great stuff ahead. But on the line now, whenever you're watching a game and you're just going, wow, that's amazing, you will not know exactly how amazing until you get the insights of Mr. Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia, which gives you historical perspective. We are honored to have him on our show. Hey, Rube, how are you today?
Hey, Ange.
All right, so, Rube, Eagles put 242 running yards up against the Saints, and you point out that isn't just the best run defense this season. It's one of the best ever. Explain how amazing that accomplishment was yesterday.
Yeah, coming into the game, the Saints were allowing 65.6 yards per game on the ground. That was the ninth best figure in NFL history through 10 games. Ninth best ever. And four or five of those marks were like in the 40s and 50s. So this was a historically great run defense. And, you know, there was a thought that maybe Nick wouldn't even try to run against them. He'd say, you know what, it's you know, we have no shot. They're this good. And he just went ahead. And I'll tell you what, after five carries, they had 7 yards. And now I'm thinking, all right, he's going to abandon the run. And he showed me something. He stuck with it, with that O-line and those backs, and they hammered him. And they rushed for four times as many yards as the Saints are allowing per game. They beat that 65.6 mark on their third drive. It was fun to watch. And if you can run on the Saints, you can run on anybody. And I'll tell you what, nobody wants to face these guys the way they're running the ball right now.
So basically what you're saying is this offensive line is so good blocking for the run, they can even take a historically good defensive line and kick them back, right? That's what you're saying there, right, Rube?
Didn't I just say, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what I'm trying to get is people have to understand that what you saw yesterday was historic. And
right.
What I'm trying to understand now is how much of a component to that is the running threat Hurts poses?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge part of it, and that's what makes them so difficult. I mean, they have all these different backs that have different skill sets. You know, you look at Miles and Jordan Howard, and they're completely different backs. And, you know, as a defense, if you get kind of a feel for one back and all of a sudden you have a different, you know, a power back like Jordan, a fast, you know, cutback running back like Miles, and then you have Jalen, who's got these, you know, these crazy moves and this, you know, insane speed and great vision when it comes to running. He just sees holes really well. I don't know how you stop that kind of. I mean, we had the three-headed monster with Buckhalter and Westbrook and Deuce in 2003. These guys are like way better than them. I mean, I don't know if anybody can stop them. I mean, they've got almost 900 rushing yards in the last four games.
However,
and they got three wins.
However, Rube,
yeah,
near the goal line, can I not hand the ball to Miles Sanders because he does have a fumble issue? Are you with me that once he fumbles the first time, he's not getting another shot near the goal line? You with me?
Well, one thing Nick does is, I mean, he'll go back, and Jalen Hurts will do the same thing. If a guy has a drop, he'll go right back to him. I'm kind of with you. I think Jordan Howard and Boston Scott are the best goal line runners. They're two of the best goal line runners in the league because they're moving forward all the time and they don't have losses. Miles has his strengths, but if he was, you know, Jordan Howard got hurt, but in general, my goal line backs are Jordan Howard and Boston Scott. I like Miles between the 20s, but he's got to, you know, that's something he's got to work on, and it's a problem. I mean, you just can't fumble, and, you know, at the 5-yard line. I mean, that put him back in the game, and it's something we got to keep an eye on. But yeah, I do agree.
All right, and Jordan Howard is your number one runner if he's healthy.
I don't think they have a number one runner. I think it's going to be, I think it's just going to be this committee thing. And that makes them really, really difficult to stop. You don't know who to prepare for. You don't know. I mean, personnel wise, different kind of defenses to stop these guys. I think having a number one back doesn't really make sense with the personnel they have.
All right. You have, I love your observations after games, and you did a great one on Darius Slay. What was Sierra now? It's been a long time since we saw a corner who did this, right, Rube?
Yeah, I mean, Asante is the last guy that was really a playmaker back there. And, you know, they've drafted guys, they've signed guys, you know, Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas, they drafted in high rounds, and they've, you know, Nnamdi's and, I mean, DRC, all these guys. And they finally got a guy who is a playmaker back there. And he's a ball hawk. We didn't really see it last year. He was okay last year. I thought he played pretty well, but it was kind of the whole season was a lost cause. But he's just got that, you know, he kind of reminds me of Asante and Lito Shepard, just in how he's always looking to score. You know, every play, he's not thinking of knocking a ball down or whatever. He's trying to score on every play, and makes him such a weapon. And, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been a decade since Asante was, you know, almost a decade since he was making plays like that. So it's great to see him. He's getting paid for it, and now he's playing like it.
Hey, Rube, you know your football. 7 minutes and change, down 14. Peyton's got the ball 4th and 7. Are you surprised he sends out the field goal team?
Oh, I was surprised. It's still a significant amount of time left, but the way they were moving the ball at that point, that did surprise me. I mean, you still need to score twice.
It's an amazing decision. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think so. I was pretty surprised about that. And it was probably the best thing for the Eagles at that point, because that's the only thing that slowed them down. I mean, we've seen the Eagles score all these late points in games earlier in the season, kind of garbage time points. But, you know, they can make – teams can get tight when that starts happening. And, you know, Nick admitted he was too he took his foot off the pedal, and he did. And, you know, the defense had a lot of short fields to deal with, and Saints started scoring. They had all the momentum. I thought that field goal, you know, did not help the Saints at all. That's not the play there. No way.
No. Finally, I'm trying to plan my month. Are the Eagles now a threat to make the playoffs?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the schedule. They've got all the best teams that they face in their rear view now. And, you know, there's no more Brady's. There's no more Mahomes. There's you know, you got Dak the last day of the season. We'll see what that even means at that point. But, the Giants twice, Washington twice, and the Jets. That's their next five games. And they could win all of them. I think they'll probably slip up somewhere. But they've got a real chance to, and I'll tell you what, that would be the best thing for this team. I know it's not going to help their draft standing, but if you can get a young team and a young quarterback in particular, playoff experience, for Jalen Hurts to go into Arizona in a playoff game or Green Bay, wherever it is, and play postseason football at 23 years old in his first year as a full-time starter, that's invaluable experience. And would it hurt your draft pick? Yeah, but they're probably going to screw up the draft pick anyway, right? So exactly. You want all the postseason experience you can get, no matter what the cost. And I think it's a real goal right now. I think it's a realistic thing to shoot for. And I'll tell you what, at this point, the way they're running the ball, the way they're playing, the way they've grown as a team, the way the coaches have grown in being adjustable and understanding the personnel, I'll be surprised if they don't make the playoffs.
I love it. Ruben Frick, if you're not reading him every day at NBC Sports Philadelphia, you're making a big mistake. Thank you, Rube.
All right, guys. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.